you'd either have a homespun blanket or you'd make your homemade quilts. Use quilts and blankets.
Okay, you know what a sugan was? Or everybody ever talk about a comfort or something like that?
You're talking about a African?
African.
Yeah, what they make them, like, it's just like a blanket and they put it across the back of yourself. Or they put it just on the top of your bed, just to make it look pretty.
When y'all didn't have enough beds for people to sleep in, what did you have? You make them?
Put them on the floor, make them a pad on the floor.
A what?
We used to make them a bed on the floor, a pad on the floor. We had it a long time ago when I was a little girl, our beds, well, we had iron beds, what they called, you know, made out of iron beds. Wish I had them now. And then you had straight boards, maybe just an 8-inch or a 10-inch board across, maybe 5 or 6 to hold your mattresses up. Well, your first mattress was made out of shucks. Called it a shuck bed. And that ticking was made out of thick material, you know, and then it was slit about 4 places, 2 places here, 2 places at this end. And you'd raise your bed and you'd shuffle up them shucks good every morning. And then you had a moss mattress on top of that. If it was summertime, you'd go in the woods and break up a lot of moss and throw them down, let it rot. And, you know, cure, throw it in a pot. And in 2 years, 8, 10 months, it was cured. And then you'd fluffle it up, shuffle it, put it in, wash it, put it on the fence and let it dry. Then you'd make your mattress. And then you'd put it on your bed. And then you'd go out in the marsh and kill you some ducks and geese and you'd pick the feathers. And you'd make your feather bed. So that was your bed. A shuck bed, moss mattress, and a feather bed. And one time you'd sleep on the feather bed, make you warm. And summertime you put the feather bed under and put the moss mattress on top, and you'd be cool.
Okay. Now, the soil around here, I wanted to ask you about the type you had. The land here is very...
Very good. Perfect. Very good soil. Sandy, though. We got a lot of, on this island, a lot of shale. But you got some places that want progress, you know, produce. Like when you'd plant cotton, we'd have some strips of cotton that the cotton might not get more than 2-3 feet high, 2 feet high.
The soil's not very...
Because the soil was too sandy. And people in those days, up until the 40s, they never learned much how to fertilize. They didn't know that. They didn't know how to fertilize the ground and what kind of fertilizer it took to build up the soil and all that. We knew that manure from a stable was good to enrich the land, you know, we knew that. But good God, you can't enrich a field with that kind of stuff. And I mean, people didn't need it that bad. The soil was good elsewhere, good enough.
Now, the kind of the flat lowland here that was just no good for anything except for grazing land for animals would be what?
Pastures. It would be the lowland. They didn't have too much drainage, you know. They do now. All that's covered up and it's all good and drainage. Each fellow's working his own now, but those days people couldn't afford it either. You couldn't afford them kind of machine. They didn't exist. To dig the ditches and to work the grounds and all that didn't exist. Maybe in New York or some places like that, but not here.
The low-lying land was just then called what?
Marshland.
Marshland?
Marshland. You see all what's dry, all that there? Well, ducks used to swim there. And you could kill geese, you could trap